The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Showerhead. In this episode, Jerry and George struggle to get their respective parents to move out of New York and back to Florida. Meanwhile, the tenants of Jerry's apartment building are suffering because the super has put in new low flow showerheads. Elaine takes a drug test so she can go to Africa with Jay Peterman, but she fails it because she tests positive for opium. What did you think of this episode?
It's a solid episode. Not my favorite, but it's solid. It's got Frank Costanza, who's always a standout. It's got Seinfeld's parents, Morty and Helen. They're always standouts. There's something about old Jews that are just amusing to me. I think it's from where I grew up.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it's a solid episode.
Yeah, I thought this one was okay. Again, the highlight is definitely the to me, it's definitely the Costanzas and Frank Costanza specifically. Yeah. And they're all over these next two episodes, which is pretty good. So the episode opens with Jerry talking about how his parents. You know, this is like right out of the last episode, the Cadillac, how his parents are now living in New York with at their Uncle Leo's house because they're planning on moving to a new development, Del Boca Vista. But they're ashamed right now as they got frog marched out of there, Nixon style. So they're just like kind of laying low in New York a little bit till the heat dies down. And so Jerry is trying to figure out how to get them to move back to Florida right now because his buffer zone between him and his parents isn't far enough away.
Do you feel that at any point?
Not
like
really.
I had a buffer zone that was like when I used to live around the corner from you.
Yeah.
My parents, particularly my father, would. Like I remember one time he was coming home from work. He worked odd hours, you know, like overnight hours sometimes. And he was so excited that I had moved out. Right. And one morning when he was on his way home, he's like, Hey, Mike, hey, I just wanted to stop, see your new pad. I'm on my way. I was like, huh? Wait, what? You're on your way. And says, well, I got company over, right? Because I had a girl over and she spent the night and she was still in bed, right? Like she was still asleep. And my dad came, like it's a goddamn sitcom, just came in without like calling ahead. I think I told the story here before.
Yeah.
But
I still find it amusing.
Yo, he got so pissed because I wouldn't let him in because I had a half-naked girl in the bed of my box apartment.
Right, like ain't one bedroom. Like right. It's the whole place.
The bedroom is the room.
Right.
That's it. And I had one of those like paper walls.
I remember
separating the bed from the rest of the room because
the rest of your home. That place was fucking super small. Holy shit!
It was, man. And he got he was pissed at me for like 2 or 3 months to the point where his brother. Right. I'm not gonna let you in. And somebody's in. Like, nah, yo, nah. So like. The buffer zone that I have now of about 45 minutes to an hour is wonderful for me, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't have them coming in and out, you know, or just
– They're not going to – they can't drop by.
Exactly. There's no chance of them just stopping by. Oh, we happen to be in Montgomery County.
Like, no, you don't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
The furthest you go is Columbia. Get out of here.
Right. Yeah. My parents live 30 minutes, more or less 30, 40 minutes. No, my mom is an adamant person of like not popping in. Like she's just not like, she don't do that shit. She doesn't.
Oh, she respects you. Is that it?
She does, but she also doesn't want anyone to ever pop in on her. Like she's don't do that. Like my dad, my actual biological father, once, it was a number of years ago, like I guess he was near their house. I don't even know how he knows where they live, which is crazy. Oh no, I guess he's been there like once or twice. And he popped over and my mom was like, what are you doing here? Like I'm well into my like late 20s, early 30s at that point. I guess probably late 20s. I wasn't married then. And he was like, oh, I just wanted to like, you know, like he didn't think I lived there, but he like wanted to get my number or something like that. And my mom was like, all right, here it is. Don't ever fucking come here. like literally that's what she said. Like, don't ever stop by here. Like, don't do that. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
And that's really odd, right? Because your mother is very much like the sweetest person in the world, right? Like she's like your quintessential black mom who's just like, oh, nope, come on in. Nope, oh, you're hungry? Yeah. Come on in. Like
if she thinks you're hungry, like, no, you gonna eat. Like that's just and she don't care who it is. She don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She didn't know Terrence from a goddamn hole in the ground. And she was just like, nope, come on in. Come on. You're skinny. Something. You look like you need to eat.
Yep. Yeah. And she, like, so, she'll see him at a, like, if she saw him at the gas station, she'd be like, come back to my house and get some food. Like she just would. Like, she just would.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so to hear her just be like, don't ever fucking come here again.
Yeah, like she don't fuck with him like that. Like she don't. She don't play like that. Yeah, like my mom is like real Christian, like a real like, oh, you know, don't say that. But like when she gets mad, like she'll be talking to me, she's like, yeah, I told him to get the fuck out of here. Like, you know, like hey, it's hilarious to me.
Yeah, that's pretty Christian.
Yeah, I mean, right. Like you gotta keep it undercover and then you say what you really want to say. Yeah, oh, I know. But yeah, like, nah, don't ever come here. So yeah, we're not popping people. Like, I don't believe in popping in on other people either. Like,
I don't like that shit.
No,
man.
No, hell no. Like, just call.
Disrespect.
Yeah, just call. That's all dude. You
gotta do.
Just
and call. Don't call
2 seconds
he
away.
He called. Right, he called, but he was half a mile away.
Nah, yeah, that's a pop in, no, yo.
That's right. That's a pop in, yo. That's a pop in.
You can't be in the parking lot talking about, hey, I'm near right nearby. Don't do that. Right. The closest my mom will do is my mom will like, she won't pop in, but like if she wants to leave something for the baby or whatever, like she might just drop it off and just be like, hey, I left something at the door. Like I didn't want to disturb you. I'm gone. Right. Like if she's like rushing off or something, but she won't even ring the doorbell. Like she just like, just leave the shit and just bounce. And then while she's driving home, I'll be like, why don't you just call it? I gotta go. I gotta do something else. I'm like, oh, okay. Like that's the closest it comes, but it's never like, hey, I was around. Like, no, what the fuck? Get out of here. No.
My parents have gotten better at it, right? Like, because we live so far away, if they do happen to come out, like one time they wanted to drop a sled off or something for Maxwell that we never used because, like, ain't got no straps on it. You know, like, he's two. he's not just gonna sit on a saucer pan and fly down that fucking hill that we got.
Oh hell no! I would barely recommend that for you.
Right?
Drill two holes and get a rope. Like, what are you doing?
But they did that a couple times, and once was just like they popped it. They just dropped something off, and I'm like the doorbell alarm like camera like rang, and I'm like, what is it? Who is this? And then I see their car leaving. I'm like, why didn't you call? Oh, well, we wanted to bomb because that one time, remember? So it's like, all right.
Oh, man. See, daddy got throw it in your face.
Right. Like, all right, man. All right. Just get, fine. Bye. Right. Thanks for the sled. Bye.
What the fuck, man?
God damn.
Parents are a pain in the ass. I like how they just, at a certain point, your parents, they go from being reasonable and teaching you things to just being unreasonable and you're teaching them things. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Right. Look, our day will come. Our day will come when our kids are like, the fuck is your problem? Like, I don't know. I'm old. Like, I don't give a shit. Here's your sled.
And look, we kind of late fathers. Yeah. So that shit is going to come quicker than most.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, damn, I guess I was wilding. Jesus Christ. I'm 65 now. I mean, what am I going to do? Time for retirement. Jerry is not a fan. He's not a fan of the small buffer zone. So he's like, I gotta get out of here. This is ridiculous. So he realizes that his uncle Leo, whose apartment they're staying in, isn't staying there with them because he's living with this woman. So he's like, I gotta figure out how to break Uncle Leo and this woman up. So that Uncle Leo will need to move back into his apartment, and thus my parents will move back to Florida. Which is fucked up. So that's a fucked up move. But I respect it. So we cut to Jerry having lunch with his Uncle Leo, and his Uncle Leo's like, this woman I'm with, she's perfect, everything's great, blah, blah, blah. And then Jerry's like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, like, yeah, well, yeah, we'll see. And then Leo starts complaining about how his burger that he ordered medium rare came medium, and that the cook is obviously an anti-Semite because you don't just overcook a burger. So of course, Leo thinks that everyone is an anti-Semite. So,
I would really hate to hear Uncle Leo's opinion on the conflict between Israel and Palestine.
There's no room for nuance, guys. There's no room for nuance. Holy shit. Everybody is an anti-Semite. Are they? So meanwhile, Jay Peterman comes in to talk with Elaine at work. And she's like, oh, I can't wait to go to Africa. It's going to be awesome. He's like, oh, got some bad news for you, Elaine. You're not going to Africa because you popped positive for opium abuse. She's like, opium? Like, who the fuck does opium now? It's the last time I saw someone do opium is on The Nick, and that show takes place in 1900. Like, opium's not really the drug of choice.
Yeah, I'm a teetotaler. I don't know what opium is. Is it anything like a marijuana?
No, opium is like a heroin.
Oh,
it's made from poppy.
It's smack.
Yeah, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like it's not heroin, but it's more in line with heroin than it is with anything else.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I've never done opium, so I wouldn't know. I do have something opium related in my house, incidentally. I know that's a weird thing to say. So
how do you do opium? Like
I think you smoke it.
Okay.
According to The Nick, they have like opium was like, there are opium dens, right? And you go in there and you smoke your opium, and then you just like fall asleep there for hours and like wake up and doing more opium. Like, it's just kind of crazy because it's like heroin, right? Like, you just fucking like pass out. Ironically, like, it was probably a way safer place to do drugs because everyone was doing drugs, and they were just like, the people who ran it were like, no, do your opium, and then you go, you know, you lay down on this little couch here.
Like, and then, oh, okay. So sophisticated crack houses, is that it?
Yeah. For white people. Right, for white people. I do actually have – my wife acquired a part of a mirror from an opium den, like somehow. Like, I don't know how. It's this wild-looking mirror that we have, and it's got like these pieces in it, like – you'd imagine if you were high, like, it would look like dragon eyes or something like that. It's pretty wild. But, yeah, so we actually do have a something from an opium den in our house. It's in our bed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by that at all. Jay and I go back a long time, folks, like a quarter century of friendship. And I would never, ever, ever have guessed – the person that he would eventually marry, like the type of person, obviously not the specific person, but the type of person, I would never have guessed. Never.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. yeah, I mean, my wife is very much an artist, and like,
you are a creative, but you are not.
I'm not an artist.
No,
I'm not.
We could go very broad and say that this is a form of art.
That's pretty broad.
But yeah, that's pretty broad, yeah, right?
We're like, creatives, but I'm not an artist. I went to art school, but I'm not an artist.
Or business.
Yeah, right. Like, for a business degree from an art school, which is fucking ironic. But it's more of a business degree for creatives, if you will. But yeah, it's she's an odd bird. I love her, but she's an odd bird in a lot of ways. Like, she comes off totally normal, but it's like, oh yeah, we have like rescued sewer pipes from New York, like these antique sewer pipes. Like, why do we have those in our house? I don't know.
But look,
but like aesthetically, it's like, it's very interesting, and it's like our house doesn't look like a junk shop or anything, but like it's all very much in the eyes of an artist.
Yeah, and I just would never have, I just never would have imagined. But that's why y'all work, right? Because yeah, you fit well together. You complement one another. It works.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, married someone exactly like I assumed you would. Like, and I mean that in a positive way. I don't mean it in a negative way, because like the first one, I was like, is it for
yeah,
real?
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to spend the rest of my life pretending that I like my best friend's wife. I mean, acting, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't hate her. I was like, this person reinforces, I think, the worst parts of. That this is going to sound weird. She reinforced the worst parts of your personality, which was you being much more sheltered, right? Like, in like closing off, not who your wife now is, which is she's a much more positive force for you, I think.
They always talked about going places. Me and my wife go places.
That's the difference. There you go.
That's the difference. And look, it's no, you know, I'm not knocking those people.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't hate the woman. Like, I don't.
Right. I've made amends with those people, but they are not, it wasn't a fit. And that's when I thought it would be a fit, right? Because yeah, because I'm a dork, right? And this is why you don't marry somebody who is your exact.
I try to tell people.
You don't do that. You need, there's a reason why the yin yang thing works, like exists.
Right. Not that you can't be polar opposites. Like,
right.
I like chicken. I hate chicken. Like, you can't be like that. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, you got to have some differences, man.
Right. Like, you got to keep your worlds apart.
You do.
Right? But then the world's got to come back together.
Eventually. Yeah. You got to have a reason to want to hang out. Besides banging, like banging ain't enough, right? Like, you can go have sex with anybody. So like, it's, yeah, I think she's a, like, when I met your wife, I was like, there it is. Like, that makes sense. Like, this one I get. Another one, but this one I get. This one I get. Like, your wife is reserved enough that makes sense, right? Like, your wife is not like, woo! Here's my boobs at a concert. Like, she's not like that. I'd be like, why are you marrying that? That is not you at all, right? Like, she's not like that. I love that. That's the opposite of reserved for me in my head. She's
girl's
not
gone wild.
Yeah, girl's gone wild. Exactly. So she's not like that, but she's also like, yeah, I'm gonna go and like do shit. I'm gonna travel. I'm gonna, you know, not be a bump on a log, right? Like, yeah, which is what you need, right? So, yeah, and she pulls you out too, because you used to be way more shy than you are, much more than you are now.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was my natural habitat right here. You all can't see this, but it's in a darkened room lit by computer monitors.
That's basically it.
This is my normal space, right? But you know, you gotta grow.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's wild that it is, we are coming up on 10 years of doing these shows. Like, that's fucking crazy. But you and I would have never done these shows for as long as we have and been successful as you are if we weren't with the people that we're with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I wouldn't have never even started. I didn't start them until after my wife and I met.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like my last relationship was like a confidence drainer. And I was just like, ooh, oh, no. Yeah. No, no one's going to want to hear this. I mean, I still partially feel like that sometimes. But, yeah, no, we would have never gotten there. So it's kind of dope. So I think we actually at some point when we have these like, yeah, one of these like big time, like we made it things or like we would like to thank these women in our lives. You know,
yeah.
They'll make that
easy. We'll cite the movie Malcolm and Marie. like, you know what? Let me just get out right off the bat. Thank my wife because I don't want to have an awkward conversation when I get home.
Yeah, and I don't need to be eating fucking instant macaroni and cheese like a psychopath 40 minutes from now. No, fuck that. Yeah, what a mistake that was. Dude, what are you doing? Your wife or your girlfriend at first. That's the first one. Like your kid maybe, then your wife. Like, all right, so Jay Peterman's like, look, the Dark Continent is no place for an addict. The Dark Continent, shut up.
Yo, stop calling Africa the Dark Continent, yeah?
It's ridiculous. The white people are wild. And she's like, I don't do opium. What are you talking about? She's like, I'll do a pop urine test. And he's like, fine. All right, you can do one. And she starts chugging water. She'll be like, I'll be ready in 3 minutes. George goes to see his parents because Elaine brought up the point, like, why didn't your parents ever move to Florida? Like, they're retired Jews. Like, what are they still doing in New York? Yeah. And he takes the brochure for Del Boca Vista from Jerry's house. He starts waving it around in front of his parents, and they're like, that's an interesting idea. You know, I hadn't thought about that.
Yo, Florida life is so damn slow. Like, depending on what part of Florida, right? Like, obviously, like, Miami's not slow. Miami's not slow at night. It's slow as shit during the day.
Is it? I've never been to Miami.
Miami's very, very fun. Yeah. You would probably have a really good time because, like, drink and shit.
Yes.
But Miami's very fun.
Do you have opium
fun.
Dens there? I'm a big fan.
It's very fun at night. It's incredibly slow during the day. And that's like a major city. Like Florida life is very slow. And we go there, we went there before all this nonsense happened. Christmas to, you know, get away from this cold weather. And it's a nice change of pace. But I can't imagine living there for.
What do you mean by slow? What do you mean slow pace during the day for like Miami?
So, like everything that you see in like Bad Boys and shit, like music videos, that's kind of like Miami at night, right? Yeah. Everything else is like Delaware on a Sunday, right? Like there's nobody on the streets. Right. Like stores seem like, you know, unless it's essential, stores don't open. She's not from Miami. She's from a town called Port Orange, which is near Daytona.
Right.
Same thing, man. Like
it's like Southern living.
But not even right. Like, because when I think Southern living, I think like Atlanta or.
Oh, no, I'm thinking like the town that my cousin Vinny takes place in. What's a grit?
It's kind of and like parts of where she her parents or her grandparents and stuff like that they're on swamps, man. Like it's slow paced living.
I would be 100% cool to live in Miami if it wasn't in Florida. I'm not living in Florida. There's not. No. Florida is still Florida. One, it's full of crazy people, right? Like it's chock full of crazies. two, it's like a weird Republican state. I don't need all that. Like, no. Maryland ain't perfect, but like you can go vote in 5 minutes. Like, I don't need all that bullshit. Like, no.
I really can't imagine you living anywhere, maybe California again, but given your incredible, like political Outlook.
Fuck, yo, nowhere, nowhere south of Maryland. Nowhere south of Maryland. No, no, no. Hey, we got a great opportunity in Mississippi. Is it remote? Because I ain't coming. No, fuck no. Are you out of your mind? No, California would be the only place I'd live. Like, that's not true. It would be the likely place I would live outside of Maryland because I like warm weather. Like, I don't want to move to the West Coast and then live in Portland. No. No, it's cold. Fuck that. Hey, it's nice sometimes. Nigga, it's nice sometimes here. No, if I'm going to move, put me in, like, Santa Barbara, L.A. I need it to be, like, 75, 80 degrees most days.
I just don't need it to snow. I'll take any weather that's not snow.
I don't want a lot. Look, I want rain enough to garden. I don't want a lot of rain. Like, no. And then, like, some parts of California has a drought. And I'm like, all right. I can't water your plant. All right. That's enough. But I'm more likely to move overseas, actually. Like, if I'm really thinking about moving, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, give me a place that, like, reasonable people. Like, I really liked, you know, some people, because they've never been, I really like Singapore. It was lovely. Like, it really was. I could totally see retiring there.
You got to be rich to live in Singapore?
No, not really. The government subsidizes a lot. They subsidize a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like they subsidize housing, for everyone, literally for everyone. Like, no, you don't have to be rich. Like, it's really nice. It's clean. It's safe. Like, I don't know.
Isn't that where all them QAnon people live?
No, they don't live there. No, that motherfuckers live. No,
I'm trying to be a dick.
No, they live in the Philippines.
They live in the Philippines.
Oh, that lawless ass country. Nah, fuck that. No, they live
in Madripoor.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, like, yo, it kind of is. Yo, the Philippines is Madripoor. Like, it is. It's a criminal island. That's all it is. No, I mean, ironically, like, if those guys lived in Singapore, yo, they would have been fucking murdered. Like, they would have been like, oh, where are y'all starting some bullshit? No, arrest them. Arrest them. Like, they don't play. They don't play. I've got some family living in Singapore right now. Like, I want to go back. Food is amazing. It's 80 degrees at night. You can go and eat 2-3 in the morning outside. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. If we ever get this Japan trip down off the ground, she said that she wants to do like a tour, and Singapore is on the list.
Dude, so you should go. Said,
whatever. Let's go.
You should. Let's just, by the way, start saving. Look, and by the way, if you're in Singapore, you might as well go to Indonesia. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's literally a ferry across. Like, it don't take no time to get there. We did it. She was dope. I would also like to go back there. That place, oof, very poor. Like, very poor. It's crazy. That's why people go there, for the cheap. So you find out Jerry and the rest of the people in his apartment building are getting low-flow shower heads. Fuck this.
Nah, yo. I don't need the shower head dribbling water on me, yo. Like, nah.
No.
I need it to be.
You need an elephant?
I need it to be like some racist ass shower heads just blasting my black ass as hard as possible with the water.
I am not a crazy environmentalist, but I am I'm a person who cares about the environment. I'm not doing low flow showers, man. No, I'm not. No. If that's the difference between global warming and not, guess what? Wear shorts, motherfucker. Because I'm not giving it up, yo.
Right.
No, fuck that.
Nah. My house, our shower, and we have a shower head, and we have three jets on the other side of the wall, and I turn them both on just to, like a car wash. And they just hit me from all directions.
We have one of those. Like, it's not on both sides, but it's the one. It's got the fucking rain shower thing, and then it's got it's got six jets or something, right? Like, I don't always turn them on because it can be a little much. Also, I'm not as tall as you. So it's like, what is this, like, blasting me in the face, which is not fucking cool. But yeah, like, no, I'll take that. Like, get out of here. Like, frankly, yeah. I want the one that's a steam. Like, right? It's got, like, the thing on both sides and shit. Like, that's what I want. Like, I'll spend the money. Like, give me that. I want to feel like I want to feel like I am better than everyone when I get out of that shower. That's what I want. Like normal. So yeah, Jay Peterman is – so they – like Jerry's haircut, Newman and Kramer's all look fucking crazy because they can't get the soap out of their hair. So they just – its hair's all matted down and shit. So they have a plot to see if they can get new shower heads. Meanwhile, Kramer comes to Elaine's office and he's asking to use her shower. Jay Peterman overhears it, but half the conversation, and assumes he's asking her for opium. So he like,
all right, this was really funny.
This is good physical comedy too.
Yeah.
It's like, I need it. I need it, Elaine. And Peterman comes in and he's like, I was once, addicted to opium back in 1974. I went up to a guy and he just said, just a taste. It's like, all right, yo, Jay Peterman, relax. So he kicks Kramer out. Back at the Tonight Show, Jerry's getting ready to go on the Tonight Show, and the Costanzas come in and they see the Seinfelds there. And they have this whole thing of like the Costanzas and the Seinfelds like are frenemies basically. And you know, they're talking about like, oh, you know, the Seinfelds, oh, you guys are moving back to Florida. And he's like, yeah, yeah, we were looking at that brochure, and Morty's like, no, they're all filled up. Like, they don't have any more spots. Like, they sold like hotcakes, and he's like, how'd you get yours? He's like, got lucky. Like, don't worry about it. And so, of course, Frank like starts freaking out because he's like, you try to keep us out of Del Boca Vista.
And apparently, so, apparently Jerry Stiller had a really difficult time saying Del Boca Vista.
Yeah,
which is why every time he says it, it sounds, you know, like he's. It sounds like he's trying to say it, because apparently they had like a ton of like ruined takes because he kept mispronouncing it because he found it just really difficult to say.
Del Boca Vista. So yeah,
which translates to view of the mouth.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Later on, Elaine finds out while she's sitting in the diner complaining to a waitress, the reason why she's popping positive for opium is because she eats poppy seed muffins. That seems
all
right. While like, yes, opium is made from poppies. That test seems really bad. If you can pop positive for eating a poppy seed muffin.
Is it really bad or really good?
Yeah, like way too sensitive, I guess. And so she starts like, oh my God, I'm going to get my job back. I figured it out. And so apparently Uncle Leo, him and his girlfriend broke up because he was making jokes about Uncle Leo calling everyone an anti-Semite on The Tonight Show. And Uncle Leo's girlfriend laughed about it. She thought it was a hilarious joke. And so he called her an anti-Semite and broke up with her. Which is fucking hilarious. Skipping ahead, Newman finds a guy who can sell them new shower heads in an unmarked van behind the building, like they're sort of like buying illegal guns or something. And so they're all in on it. George's parents announce that they're moving to Del Boca Vista. And he gets really excited. He's like, this is wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Yes, I'm so happy for you. Yeah, this is great. This is awesome. And Frank basically admits, he's like, it had nothing to do with the weather. It's because of the Seinfelds. He's like, they don't want us there, so we're going. Which is the best reason to do things is out of spite. Have you ever made a major decision out of spite?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, not like anything major, right? Like it would all be like little things that don't really matter. And they're only like done. Like I'm the only person that like knows about the decision.
Yeah.
But, no, I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I can be pretty spiteful. I can.
Yeah, no shit.
That's part of who I am as a person. I'm trying to think. Have I done anything?
The date that you went on with that one girl who didn't read Watchmen but really wanted to see
the
movie? You were like, I think you should read the book. She was like, no, I don't need to. And then you go watch it, and now she doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And you're like, well, you should have read the fucking book.
I said damn book. I should have said fucking, but I was on a date, so I didn't want to be too rude. Like, you know, I was annoyed because that movie's 3 hours long. It's not like it's an hour and a half. Like, yeah, I know. You don't get it. Of course. That's what I told you. No, that's not out of spite. Have I, like, bought something? I think I bought, if I recall, I think I bought an SUV out of spite. Because someone told me, someone once said to me, like, someone once told me, like, oh, you only drive, like, smaller cars or whatever. And I was like, oh, bet. And then, like, the next time I bought a car, I bought an SUV, which was stupid because then the transmission went up after, like, 15,000 miles. And I went into paying an exorbitant amount of money to fix it. So, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I bought that out of spite. That feels like something I would do. It's just ridiculous. Christ. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, fuck the haters, man.
Yeah, fuck you. Don't tell me. Don't tell me I buy small cars. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Nothing like showing them by giving yourself a gigantic car note.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't smart. Nobody tells me what to do. Except for my daughter. So then we find out that the Seinfelds moved. They decided after hearing that the Costanzas are moving to Del Boca Vista, they are going to stay with Jerry.
Frank called Morty up and was just like, yeah, bitch, guess who's in Del Boca Vista now? And he was like, I'm going to be all over that shuffleboard court and I dare you to keep me out. I was like, God damn. And then Morty's just like, nah, we ain't going. Nope. Because I don't like those people so much that we're just going to stay here. So now Jerry's plan of getting Uncle Leo to move back into his house has backfired because now the parents don't have anywhere to stay. So they want to come to Jerry's house. And eventually Jerry and George, they get together and they're like, because they both are like, hey.
This is great for us.
Yeah, this is great for us. And then he finds out Jerry's like, hey, Jerry's parents are like, hey, we need to stay with you because the Uncle Leo's place is back. And he's just like, Jerry's just like, well, what the fuck am I going to do? And George is just like, yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
he's like, can you do something? He's like, nah, bro. You had a buffer zone for years. It's my turn to live.
It's the summer of George. Get out of here. Then you see Kramer and Newman buying a shower head. Kramer's like, hey, well, what's that one? It's like, duh, that's a Commando 450. I don't even sell that one, which is ridiculous. He goes, it's for circus. They use it in the circus for elephants. And so they buy that one, to a hilarious end. So then Elaine gets Jerry's mom to give her some urine.
This exchange is hilarious.
I was crying. I was crying.
Like, I got to use the bathroom. And she's like, oh, I need you to pee in something for me. She's like, well, what? She's like, I don't know, a glass. She's like, oh, a glass?
Yeah, what about a coffee cup?
Well, these aren't really that clean. It encapsulates the young person, older person dynamic incredibly well because the young people are just like, let's just like, I know what I need to do. I know what I need you to do. And old people are just like, well, what? Huh?
All right. Hold on. I think I have this clip. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can play this.
I could, should I use a coffee cup?
Yeah, coffee cup's fine.
Or maybe I could use a juice glass.
Yes, yes, fine, fine, a juice glass is perfect.
This one is kind of scratched.
It doesn't matter.
All right, a milk glass.
A juice glass, any glass, just pick a glass.
Jerry really doesn't wash these
Mrs.
very well.
Mrs. Seinfeld, choose a glass, pick a glass, Mrs. Seinfeld.
Pick a glass. She's so mad. That shit is hilarious to me.
Oh, this
one's a little scratched. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. So she eventually does get the urine, and she turns it into J. Peterman. And he's like, yeah, it turns out, you know, you're not addicted to opium. But you can't go because you, according to the urine analysis, you're menopausal. And, you have the metabolism of a 68-year-old woman. He's like, and one more thing, Elaine. You may have osteoporosis. Just fucking hilarious. So Jerry's parents, they eventually head back to Florida because the Costanzas decided to change their mind. And so they're like, yeah, we're headed back. And they all have these terrible haircuts because they've got these low flow shower heads. And then the end, we see Kramer using the Commando 450. And it, of course, is like knocking him out of the shower. He's like barely, he can't even stand up, which is pretty funny.
So, yeah, solid episode. Not the best in the series, but it does have some funny moments to it.
Absolutely. All right. That's it for us. And we will see you guys next week.
See you.
Bye.
Really?